Back in September, Emma Watson delivered a widely heralded speech before the UN on the topic of gender equality. More specifically, she was launching the He for She campaign, the aim of which was to encourage and enable men to participate in the feminist movement. I was left asking myself, what might it mean for me to be a feminist and a man? This week, following November Synod, the Church of England could select its first women bishops. As I pray and ponder these potential appointments, I am left asking myself, what might it mean for me to be a feminist and a Christian? All too often, it has seemed as if the Church has been on the wrong side of the feminist debate, with the long and painful road travelled to get to women bishops itself evidence of this. Even now, as the light shines ever brighter through the growing crack in the proverbial stained glass ceiling, the Church has some way to go in the journey towards gender equality. However, as I myself approach the end of my first term training for Anglican priestly ministry, I remain optimistic that the Church can now begin to take a lead on issues of gender equality. One assumption made by many is that any such move would be based primarily on a cultural imperative. Moreover, some might imagine that to fight for feminism would be a move away from the Church's scriptural heritage. And yet, the conclusion I draw as I consider how my faith and my feminism interact is that the biblical narrative serves to inform and profoundly enrich my belief in gender equality. If one goes back to the beginning and the fall of humankind in Genesis, a consequence listed is that men will rule over women. But, as the American Christian writer Rachel Held Evans points out, this is no endorsement of male superiority, but a sad acknowledgement of the patriarchal curse. Then in the New Testament we hear St. Paul claim that following the cross there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, and all are one in Jesus. Part of Jesus' life and mission was to help heal the divisions in society based on race, class, and gender. So I believe, therefore, that for the Church, or indeed for anyone else, to take up the mantle of feminism is to partake in a profoundly godly mission.